Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The environmental cost of global warming is astronomical. But what about the monetary cost? Peter Kellyman, a geologist at Columbia University, explains.
The following science fiction story provides a useful analogy for thinking about climate change. As many people know, a large meteorite impact probably wiped out the dinosaurs. What if astronomers today were to discover a similarly large object with a significant chance of hitting Earth in 50 years? Some think the chance is 50%, while others say 5%. If missiles are built and launched as soon as possible, we could deflect it for $50 trillion, equivalent to 1 year of Earth's economic output. If we wait, we could save $50 trillion. But if we realize it really is necessary, deflecting the meteorite will become increasingly difficult and expensive. Eventually, it will be impossible. Some politicians propose to take the hit, if it happens, and deal with the consequences. After all, people are smarter than dinosaurs. A select group could survive in well-stocked tunnels. On the other hand, desperate to stimulate immediate action, a few astronomers exaggerate the certainty of their predictions. In turn, scientists are accused of a conspiracy to garner grant money and fame. This parallels the situation facing climate scientists and policymakers today. We know that carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas, its concentration in the air is the highest in human history, and its rate of increase since the Industrial Revolution is unprecedented in the geologic record. Though they are not certain, some of the possible consequences are catastrophic. Do scientific uncertainty and political debate mean that no action should be taken? No, it's time to get started. The longer we delay, the more it will cost to cut emissions or to draw down atmospheric carbon dioxide if necessary. As with the meteorite, there may be a point of no return. The cost may be high now, but it's likely to become astronomical in the future.
That was Columbia University's Peter Kellyman. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.